No, we didn't do that.
Let's try that again.
Let's try again.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Welcome to Tokyo Cheapo Podcast. Think Tokyo's expensive? Well, think again. We'll be giving all you cheapos, spendthrifts and cheapasses all the best tips for visiting and living in Tokyo on a pittance. Cheap sushi, cheap sausages, cheap dates, cheap dogs, cheap hotels, cheap holidays, cheap sumo, cheap salads, cheap bikes.
So welcome to our second episode of the Tokyo Cheapo Podcast. I'm Chris Kirkland, and joining me is the infamous Greg Lane.
Thank you. Okay, so just an explanation of the podcast is we should do each time. So Tokyo Cheapo is a site about living in Tokyo and visiting Tokyo on the cheap. And this podcast, we're hoping to do it every 2 weeks. And we're going to be discussing some of the recent things on the site and maybe digging up a few things from the archives and just generally talking crap.
Giving our cheapo top tips.
Yes, that's putting a better spin on it.
How to do Tokyo. So, should we kick off with a quick rundown of some recent content?
Yeah, it's been a little quiet on the site in the last couple of weeks, but just letting you know what's been on the site. So, just on Saturday we had an article about Daikokuya. Daikokuya is like a discount ticket shop, so there are these kind of discount ticket shops all over Tokyo, and they have like posters with lots of prices and numbers, and they generally look quite intimidating and confusing, but I just went over exactly the kind of things they offer. So, you know, they tend to buy and sell pretty much anything. So
anything
tickets,
you can carry.
Vouchers. Yeah, anything you can carry. Anything you can carry with value. So, you know, if it's worthless, they're not going to buy it. But if you've got, you know, it's amazing. They'll take gold, platinum.
Platinum.
It almost sounds like a fencing kind of operation, but shouldn't say that.
For all of those cheapos out there with a stash of platinum at home, it's the place to cash in.
I just found this. Okay.
It's also good for currency.
Yes, they do have it. It's actually better than the nearby bank for exchanging foreign currency, so definitely worth looking into.
Yeah.
Okay, so, other things we've covered recently were the three coin shop. Which
three coin meaning 300 yen.
Three 100 yen coins, yes. Yeah. So the three coin shop is similar to the 100 yen shop, and it's actually the same. I mean, the 100 yen shop, you know, they charge tax, so it's actually 105 yen. So
yeah.
The three coin shop is the same. So it's three coins plus another three coins because it's 315 yen. So it's generally just stuff that's a bit nicer than what you'd find in the 100 yen shop. So that's another one.
It's quite a find there. Our one of our writers, Aaron, picked that up. So props to Aaron.
Right. Yep. And also we covered a couple of food places. So I visited a place in Roppongi called Sushi Zammai.
Mm-hmm.
And sushi or zammai apparently means luxury or indulgence. So, and as I mentioned in the article, like generally sushi is it's not the cheapest thing. You know, if you want to be dirt cheap, you eat ramen or, you know, toast or something, you know, but, you know, if you want to eat really good sushi and not pay that much, then, Sushi Zammai is pretty good.
Is it a chain?
Yes, it is. It's a rather large chain. There's about 20 to 30 stores in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And there's something like 9 stores just in Tsukiji, which is, you know about Tsukiji, right?
Yeah, Tsukiji Fish Market.
Yeah. So that's where all the fresh fish comes in, and they've got 9 stores around there.
Right.
So they've got that area pretty well covered.
So it's probably a good place to get the high-quality fresh fish.
Yeah, I imagine it's quite fresh. You'd hope so, anyway.
No, we've got... We've got to cover a load more sushi places. We've actually got a load of articles, draft articles on different sushi chains and different sushi shops. because obviously Japan's the best place in the world to get sushi, and it's probably, in my experience, one of the most cost-effective places to buy sushi, because basically the quality is so high. You know, any budget sushi restaurant in Tokyo is just going to be equal with the highest quality places in other cities around the world.
Yeah,
at least in my anecdotal experience, anyway.
Sure, sure. I think we covered that pretty much in depth last week, so or last time at least.
Yeah.
So, and the last article that was on recently was a post from our food writer, Melissa, that was about Peter the Great, which is a falafel restaurant in Akasaka. And I've actually tried to go to this place before, but like she says in the article, he kind of he's a bit of a character. He chooses his own working days and hours. So you know, if you actually want to be sure to get a falafel, you've actually got to call him on the telephone and ask him if he's in.
So if you're not living in the Akasaka area, then make sure you call in advance. Otherwise, you're going to spend your cheapo 150 yen on getting
and be
Akasaka.
prepared to wait too, because he has a sign outside. It says proudly slow food, and he refuses to hire any staff because
proper cheapo.
He does everything himself. Yeah, I guess he is.
Gets our cheapo endorsement.
Yeah.
So
okay, so that
that's the recent content. We were gonna move on and do a little featurette on the cheap supermarket shopping in Tokyo.
Indeed.
And of which both me and Greg are seasoned veterans. As I mentioned, choosing our places to live based on proximity to the discount supermarkets. In fact, I was very lucky. When I first moved to Tokyo, I was within walking distance of a Hanamasa. And, I think that's one of the things that gave me the impression that Tokyo was quite cheap, because my nearest supermarket was Hanamasa, which, for readers who don't know, Hanamasa is it's more like a kind of wholesale supermarket that caterers use, although you don't need
lots of people in whites.
You don't need any kind of membership card or anything. But we've got an article on Tokyo Cheapo about Hanamasa. And typically it's selling items in large quantities, although you can get smaller quantities as well. But you know, the real discount comes when you can buy something in bigger quantities. And you did quite well with some frozen mussels recently.
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah, frozen mussels. So you can get about half a kilo of frozen mussels for. How much was it? 300 yen?
Yeah, that's...
So, that's it's a real feast.
Yeah.
So, luckily no one else in the family likes mussels, so I just eat the whole lot myself.
So, quick run.
I was just going to say, like, another one, you mentioned the place you're going to is going to... You chose it because of its proximity to OK Supermarket.
OK Supermarket, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so I used to live near an supermarket down in a place called Tsujido.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Tsujido?
I don't know Tsujido.
Tsujido is down Kanagawa way. It's kind of towards Odawara.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of near Fujisawa. Anyway, there was an OK supermarket there, but I remember it was in the news one time because a dude was stabbed outside it.
Nice.
So,
don't go there.
Nothing to do with
dark.
Cheap supermarkets, but whenever someone says OK supermarket, I always remember the stabbing incident.
Yeah, well, thankfully, I don't remember that. Anyway,
good thing you weren't involved.
Let's do a quick rundown of what the our super cheap supermarket discoveries are, and really the top two are Hanamasa and Okio. Supermarket, OK supermarket.
Definitely.
I guess if you live near one, Costco, which is of course, I think that's an American brand. There are Costcos,
bulk.
But they tend to be way out of the city, like Saitama.
Yeah, I think it helps if you have a car.
Yeah,
you know, if you live in the central city, they're probably not very practical.
And that's a membership based deal as well. You've got to be a member.
Yeah.
But other supermarkets that are more likely to be in your neighbourhood in Tokyo, Yamaya.
Not really a supermarket, but it's close enough, I think.
Yeah, it's like a, it's more like a kind of foreign import specialist. And although they do have a mixture of Japanese and imported goods, if you want to buy, typically if you want to buy any kind of foreign foods like cheese, wine, muesli, nuts, sauerkraut, it's
vinegar.
Probably the cheapest place in the Tokyo area.
Definitely. And
we've got a, we covered that a few months back. There's one in Shibuya, which is one of my regular haunts, and it's just next to the, just near the Inokashira line.
Yeah, that's right.
But they've got a good website. Also, we've listed on our website, if you search for Yamaya, you'll find our article when we've got a map showing where they all are. How about you, Greg? And can you add any supermarket brands to our list?
Yeah, I guess a couple that we haven't covered on the site yet, but I think are particularly good. I mean, the thing about some of these supermarkets is, especially OK, for example, it tends to be located outside of the centre of the city, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go to somewhere inside the Yamanote line, you're unlikely to find an OK supermarket.
Yeah.
Whereas places like Hanamasa and Yamaya are pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
But in terms of, there's a couple of kind of regional ones that are quite good. So what a particular favourite of mine is Ozeki Supermarket. Do you know about that? Have you heard of it?
I haven't heard of it, no.
Okay. It's they're mainly based in Western Tokyo and Kanagawa. And there's a branch in Shimokitazawa, and it's really, really good. It's really cheap produce. So, like, for example, you can get a really nice, like, sushi set, like a, you know, sushi lunch type thing for about 490 yen.
Nice.
Which is really outstanding value.
Nice.
Sounds like television shopping now. Outstanding value.
So.
Anyway, another one is Wise Mart, which is on the other side of Tokyo, on in the east of the east side of Tokyo, and that's also very good.
Yeah. Well, I guess apart from that, anyone who lives in Tokyo will have probably seen the more common station-based supermarket brands, which typically are owned by the railways themselves, you know, like Seibu or Tokyu. And, you know, they tend to be expensive. It's I was always struck when I first came to Tokyo that the supermarkets weren't really the cheapest place to buy stuff. Whereas in, you know, in Europe, typically the supermarkets, it's they benefit from the economy of scale and they tend to offer the cheapest produce. You know, you do get discount stores, but generally, if you want to buy stuff, supermarkets are reliably quite cheap. But I found, you know, in Tokyo, it's a lot of the, like Seibu, for instance, it seems to be quite a kind of high-quality brand. And, you know, there's some really good produce, and like the bento lunches they sell are really good. But the just for day-to-day shopping, you can rack up quite a bill.
So is Seibu connected to Seibu Department Store?
Yeah. I'm talking about the, you know, you'll be on a Seibu railway, and there'll be a Seibu department store, and in the basement the food court and the supermarket area, there's one in Shibuya, Ikebukuro.
I think pretty much anywhere attached to a department store, that's pretty much, you can be guaranteed it's going to be pricey.
Yeah. So some supermarket hacks. Even though, that being said about the expensive places, they're often, you can still get some good deals. And one of my favorite hacks is timing. One of our first articles was the half-price lunch cheapo food hack. And that is, if you turn up at one of these department stores at 2 p.m., you'll find any bento lunchbox left over is going to be 50% off. So if you don't mind having your lunch at 2 p.m. or you stick it in your fridge and have it for dinner, you get a nice, yep. High quality Cebu lunchbox or sushi set or something, and you get it half the price. Another related tip is if you go shopping in the evening, you'll find a lot of the fresh meat will be again 50% off.
And sashimi as well, that's a big one.
Sashimi, the problem with sashimi is you have to eat it, you can't but you're talking about stuff like just fresh meat. You can stick it in the freezer, and there's no need to kind of rush to eat it that same evening. But if you turn up at most supermarkets, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, they start bringing out the discount stickers, and you can pick up perfectly good meat for half price.
Yeah, I remember following the sticker guy around, actually, at the supermarket. They go around with this roll of stickers, so if you just follow them, you just pick up everything after they've been passed.
I went a step further and would pick stuff up and just ask them to put the discount ticker on, because they're going to get there eventually. Yeah.
Can you just go through my basket?
Yeah.
Another hack, I guess, is rainy days.
Yeah.
So pretty much most supermarkets will have specials on rainy days, because... For some reason, people just don't want to go out shopping on a rainy day. I guess most people don't have cars, so they walk to the supermarket. It's raining, stay home.
Now that's good to know. What else? Fruit and veg. Really, supermarkets. Unless you're going to somewhere like Hanamasa or OK Supermarket, fruit and veg is a bit of a tricky one. It's never really that cheap in supermarkets, but. Always look out for the specials. There's, pretty much every time I've been to a supermarket, there'll always be some sort of special. And it might be what's in season, which is, I guess, pretty typical of supermarkets all around the world. But being an absolute cheapo, usually my shopping is entirely dictated by what's on special offer, not what I want.
Okay, so I think that pretty much wraps it up for the special feature for this week.
Yep.
I should just give a run over of what's coming up on the site.
Yeah.
So let's see. So coming up, we have dumpster diving part 2. So, Chris, can you give us a rundown of what dumpster diving is?
Well. I'm sure most our cheapo listeners will have, if not done it, considered doing it, but it's basically rifling through bins.
Yeah.
But it's rifling through bins where you find high-quality things which aren't kind of covered in cockroaches. Like, for example, in Tokyo, one of the key things is people throw things away more than, like, selling stuff is... isn't as common as it is in the Western world. People tend
to... it sounds a bit grotty, but really, things like, people throw out snowboards and
hi-fi
appliances
systems,
and...
Furniture.
Sorry, what was that? Furniture, yeah, exactly. So, it could be that kind of stuff. So we've got one of our volunteer writers is going to be doing something about that. Also, we've got in the Cheapo Weekend this week, I'm going to be talking about koyo spots. Koyo
autumn
is...
Autumn leaves.
That's right, the autumn leaves. So this time is, it's prime time for the changing leaves in Tokyo. So talking about some of the best spots to do that. And lastly, we've got a big feature coming up, which will be about free things to do in Tokyo. So...
So
that's going to be rather large.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yeah.
A mega brain dump of top cheapo tips on free stuff to do in Tokyo.
Yep. So stay tuned.
Marvellous. So I think that's the conclusion to episode 2 of the Tokyo Cheapo podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Splendid. Right.